This weekend is Saturday the 12th and Sunday the 13th of July, beginning the 15th week of Ordinary Time. The nuns of St. Cecilia's Abbey sing, Sitientes venite ad aquas. Let all who thirst come to the water, says the Lord. There is in all of us a thirst that only God can quench, though we feel it more at some times than at others. What thirst for God am I aware of in myself? Can I enter into this time of prayer now as a time of refreshment, as a time to drink of the cool, refreshing waters that only God can give me? When you pray, what are the things you pray for most often? Why are these the things you find yourself bringing to God? God pours down so much to us and does not draw it back, but leaves it to work within us. Keep this in mind as you listen to today's reading from the prophet Isaiah.
For as the rain and the snow come down from heaven, and do not return there until they have watered the earth, making it bring forth and sprout, giving seed to the sower and bread to the eater. So shall my word be that goes out from my mouth. It shall not return to me empty, but it shall accomplish that which I purpose, and succeed in the thing for which I sent it.
The picture we sometimes get of prayer is of us on our own, calling out to heaven, and all too often getting no answer. No wonder so many people find it a chore. Can you think of times when your prayer has felt like that? Lonely, empty, dry? The image in this reading is very different. Prayer is like being gently rained on so that our soil becomes fertile, our leaves are brought to life, our thirst quenched. Can you look back to a time when your prayer was like that? When you just sat there and let God soak in? When did prayer last leave you with a feeling of being refreshed, moistened, nourished? As you hear the words of Isaiah once again, allow yourself to enjoy the image of God's word as being like rain. Notice what kind of rain most speaks to you of prayer. Is it a torrential downpour, light drizzle, or something more gentle, more subtle, more intimate? Let God draw you into the prayer He is trying to pray in you.
For as the rain and the snow come down from heaven, and do not return there until they have watered the earth, making it bring forth and sprout, giving seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goes out from my mouth. It shall not return to me empty, but it shall accomplish that which I purpose, and succeed in the thing for which I sent it.
Turn now to a final few minutes of prayer with the Lord. Just being in His presence is something to relish, something which satisfies the soul. If you find yourself drawn to say something by way of petition or thanksgiving, then let that come spontaneously, like water vapor rising back to the skies after a warm day. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.